I'm glad that they have finally come to the realization that they are killing wolves at too fast of a pace, but we strongly object to what has now become a management goal of 350 animals that was never intended to be a cap. That was not the intent of the 350 goal that's in the management plan. However, the legislature and officials within the DNR have now come to make that a cap. The original intent of that 350 number in the management plan was a compromise. Back in 1999, when we were developing the wolf management plan, there was strong disagreement as to how many wolves there should be in the state. And so 350 was settled as a compromise number, and then that number was supposed to trigger certain events, meaning that once we had a population of 350 animals in the state of Wisconsin, then we would do more aggressive depredation control. So when there was a livestock loss, how far away from the farm that was experiencing problems would be able to do control actions. So it was never intended to be the maximum number that the state can support. And in fact, all research shows that 350 wolves is not sustainable. If we reached a population of 350, the population can very easily crash. So 350 is not sustainable. And then even with the 156 wolves now that are targeted in the 2014 hunt, now remember this is a recommendation from this committee, and again, the committee that formed this number, who came up with this number, is extremely biased towards hunting. And so all the wolf advocate groups, conservation groups, were all kicked off this committee. And even what's even worse is certain representations, certain groups even have two representatives on it. For example, the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, one of their they have a seat, plus one of their affiliates, the Trappers Association, also have a seat on this committee. So the committee is very biased towards hunting and trapping of wolves. So that's another objection that we have on it. And then the last comment is the annual human-caused mortality rate in the years prior to the harvest was 14%. So we were 14% of the wolves were being killed either through car collisions, in illegal killings, and livestock controls. And so the estimate rate of about 8%, it should not be more than 8% of a harvest rate. And with this number now, this new number here, it would be between poaching and depredation controls, the mortality numbers will be much higher than 156 wolves. And then there's another aspect of this also. For the first two hunting seasons, the majority of these animals that were killed in the hunt were the younger animals, pups of the year, you know, the younger parts of the population. And still the population severely declined. Last year it went down 19% with the harvest. Now, when you now this year, that caused tremendous pack disruption. So the hunting and trapping season last year really disrupted hunting harvest. So now this year, there will likely be fewer pups produced because of the disruption in the packs. And so now they will be targeting older class of animals, the only ones that are left because of the reduced pup population, so or possibly anyway. And so the whole ramification of this is really can have pretty strong repercussions through the wolf population in the state.